You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Puzzle Day, Tony. What's puzzling to you?
Tony Kornheiser, how we're still on the air. I mean, at what point do they just say, that's it? That's it. Get out of here. Yeah.
You had us off. You had us off after 3 months total. You had us off by Christmas of 01, okay. If I'm not mistaken.
I missed by a little. Okay, I missed by a little. I grant you, I missed by a little.
Yeah.
We're still on. Woo! Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Chiefs beat the Ravens. Luka scores 73, and the Edmonton Oilers close in on a record. But we begin today with the 49ers coming back from 24-7 at the half, and at one point scoring 27 unanswered points and beating the Lions last night 34-31. This was a thrilling game. I watched all of it, not like me. Wilbon, do you see the second half as the 49ers winning the game or the Lions losing the game?
Well, the 49ers winning. I mean, that's what we've come to expect of them. We watched it all year. We praised their offense for being great all season while also having a defense that can stifle you over a period of time. That period of time would be most of the second half against Detroit on Sunday. So they won the game. They're playing at home. I think what may have surprised some people is that Brock Purdy has gone from game manager to big playmaker. I mean, he had a couple of 21-yard runs. He extended plays. He made plays. You can't just sort of put him in a box anymore. He did that with all of the weapons the 49ers have. The 49ers went into this game as a favorite. They went into this game with the praise of a season, except for a three-game losing streak there in the middle. So I don't know that all that much surprised us. I know at 24-7, you had this thing.
Yes.
You were about to turn off the TV until I talked you off the ledge. And I'm like, wait a minute. The 49ers are the real deal here, and they were the real deal.
So I don't want this to sound like I'm saying the Lions lost the game, because I also agree with you that the 49ers won the game. But there was a period of time there in the second half. Mike, they had to get a touchdown and a field goal late to tie the game. They had to get two scores. I thought they were late in scoring. I thought they should have kicked a field goal before
field
that.
Field goal earlier.
And then kept their three timeouts. Yes, and tried to get down the field. Now, on the fourth down, I will say they scored a touchdown. But on the third down, it was a running play, and they had to burn a timeout in order to get set up for the next play. And Dan Campbell, I know you said this about the guy who used to be with the Chargers, that he went for fourth down too much. Dan Campbell went on fourth down more than any coach in the league this year. I think it made his players love him. I do. But in the second half here, I think it hurt a little bit. There was a drop pass. There was a missed pass. There was another play on the first play of a possession where the Lions fumbled, and it led to a pretty easy score by San Francisco. So it sounds like I'm saying the Lions lost, but I think you're right. I think the 49ers won. They had 27 points in the second half. And as you say, Purdy made great plays with his legs. What was remarkable to me, Mike, and maybe this was play calling, in the first half, the Lions gashed the 49ers, yards after catch and yards after contact. In the second half, they made some sort of an adjustment. That didn't happen in the second half at all. This was the second playoff game in a row I thought they'd lose. I thought they'd lose to the Packers. I thought they'd lose to the Lions, and they won the game.
I go back to Dan Campbell for a second. Tony, I agree with you that his swashbuckling nature, his toughness, all of that that he is, helped forge his team, create and forge his team.
Yeah.
But they've already bought in. He wasn't playing for the buy-in yesterday. He was playing for the Super Bowl. And I thought those were mistakes in real time. You know I did, because I said to you, no. I don't believe in this today. The players weren't going to doubt the manifesto yesterday. They were already bought in. So play to win the game you're in now. I didn't like that part of it. And no criticism of the Lions overall. None. They went toe to toe with the Niners in wherever they are now, Santa Clara, yes. whatever
should've
fraudulent
won.
Place they are.
They're up a lot. They should have won.
They could have won that game. Yeah. Let's move to the AFC. The Chiefs beat the Ravens in Baltimore. Patrick Mahomes and company scored all 17 of their points in the first half, then benefited from two Ravens turnovers in the red zone. Tony, what did this result tell you about each of these teams?
Well, I'm going to start with Baltimore, a team that I felt was the best team in the NFL going into the playoffs, what they had done over the last three quarters of the season. Not yesterday. I mean, they had four personal fouls, Mike. You can't have that. It pushes the ball too far back. It's immature. You can't have that. And they had two terrible mistakes late in the game, or relatively late in the game. The fumble by Flowers into the end zone, that's going to be 6 points on the next play. Lamar Jackson threw a really bad pass on a second down into the end zone where three white jerseys were surrounding the one purple jersey. Any of those three could have made that interception. I felt Lamar Jackson picked a very bad day to have a very average game. What it says to me about the Chiefs is easy. And I used this word this morning with you. They are worthy. They're a worthy team. You know, they know what they're doing. Patrick Mahomes is not the MVP this year and shouldn't be, but he's the best football player on the planet. He's been for about 5 years. In the last two playoff years, he's now 6-0 with 11 touchdowns and no interceptions, and that's what we like to call Joe Montana land.
Yeah, Tony, I'm not going to disagree with any of that. I thought Baltimore, first of all, you start with, for me, not with Lamar Jackson, you start with undisciplined play. They had no poise. What are you doing? And we know John Harbaugh is a great coach over a long period of time. But what were they doing? Could he not get his message across to them? And it sounded like he had warned them all week about just that sort of thing and just those type of penalties. And that submarined them. And then to go to Lamar Jackson and then Flowers. I mean, stop. I don't want to hear about the they could have not called the penalties. They called the penalties were fine. The penalties were correctly called.
They were.
But when we get to Lamar Jackson, Tony, Lamar Jackson's just not up to the moment yet. And I'm not going to say he's never going to be that. People who say never must not be familiar with the career of John Elway, who got to the Super Bowl and got blowed out three times and came back late in his life at like 38 and 39 and won a couple. So I'm not going to say never about Lamar Jackson, but he's not up to the moment yet, Tony, and neither was the play calling. Baltimore just did not offer their best effort yet. Run the damn ball more. Lamar should not be running all around throwing it, and he should have been willing to take off more. They were out of personality, perhaps because they wanted it so bad at home, and it got to them, it overwhelmed them. But Baltimore, there are plenty of places to fault them, and Kansas City, as you said, is a worthy champion.
Yeah, everyone spent all year saying what happened to the Kansas City offense. You mentioned it every week.
Including
me. Said all year,
including me.
Well, what if, yes. Well, everyone said all year, can Mahomes win on the road? Because he never had to do it before. He just won convincingly in Buffalo, and he won convincingly in Baltimore. And you have to give them credit. They deserve so much credit.
He and Andy Reid, all of them.
We have a rematch.
Huge credit.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a rematch of sorts in the Super Bowl. 4 years ago, the Chiefs beat the 49ers. 49ers had Jimmy Garoppolo then. The Chiefs had Tyreek Hill. The 49ers were up 20-10 with 6 minutes and change to go. And the Chiefs got three touchdowns in the last 6 minutes. Well, on the 49ers are a slight favorite here. What are your initial thoughts?
Well, they were a slight favorite. I mean, just listening a few minutes ago, I heard the money had moved to Kansas City. And Kansas City's now a 1-point favorite. Now, you know, I don't care about any of that. It doesn't matter in the least, not to me. Tony, it's a game of two Titans in the league this year. I don't know that anybody's an all-time great team. Kansas City can just prove, sort of like the 49ers of the 80s proved, that when you keep it going, or the Patriots, you know, of the aughts and then the teens, proved that when you keep it going, that's a specific form of greatness that may be different. I don't know that either one of these teams is an all-time team, great team for this season, but I'm ready to watch it. I don't have any skin in the game. I don't have a favorite. I'm happy to see Patrick Mahomes play again. I'm happy to see this group of Niners play again. I'm happy with the two teams in there, but I don't. That's a pick 'em game to me, and that's as far as I go with the gambling.
My initial thought on this, because when it opened, I thought it opened at 2 points, San Francisco minus two. So my initial thought then was, are you allowing me to bet on Patrick Mahomes and you're going to give me points? Where do I sign up for that? Now, it may have moved because so many people bet on Kansas City because
of that.
I'm going to take issue. I'm going to take issue with you on 1 point. When you talk about who's not a great team, I take issue in this sense. I still smile at the fact that you called Kansas City a dynasty of one. A dynasty of one was the Super Bowl shuffle Bears. They were a dynasty of one.
That's right.
This
That's
is now
right.
six straight AFC championship games. This is 4 years in the last five into the Super Bowl. Mike, I think they call it recency bias. If we didn't see the Patriots looming so large with everything they've done over the last 15 years, we would realize that this is historic what Kansas City is doing. There aren't five teams that have ever done this, and I think they are on the verge, if they win this game, of being called a great team. And I'll tell you this, that Kelce and Mahomes and Andy Reid, they're going to the Hall of Fame, and maybe more
Tony,
are going too.
There's no doubt about that, by the way, though.
There's magic there.
Yes, and it's overall magic. It's extended magic.
Yes.
I don't see that as singular season magic, and...
Oh, we did see the Patriots.
We just saw the Patriots do it. So recently, I just saw the Patriots. I just saw them do it. So,
right.
you know, to
but I'm saying from a historic
from
context,
them, yeah,
from a historic Rare. Context, there aren't five teams have ever done it. Let's take a break. No. Coming up with an NBA player soon top Kobe's 81. 81.
And is this a good time or a bad time to have a break for the streaking Edmonton Oilers? Kobe's 81, man.
Kelce has more playoff catches than Jerry Rice.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Grey Goose, part of Happy Hour.
It's time to find out what's itching your britches. I like that. That's a good phrase. Let me get the first
Meal
one.
Meal time!
And go to the glasses. Now that Embiid scored 70 and Doncic put up 73, do you think that someone will soon top Kobe's 81?
Soon top, Tony. You know, there's certainly a feeling of can you top this in the NBA right now. And guys are competitive. And they're greatly skilled. They're lavishly skilled. And some guys can do it with the three-pointer. Doncic had 8 of them. Some guys can score 70. I think Donovan Mitchell did with 1 3-pointer. There's a variety of ways and a variety of skill sets. 81, I don't know that I see 81 coming. Because if you go past 81, the next question is Wilt land, and I definitely don't see that coming. I'm going to say no to 81, and God knows by the week I could be wrong. Because, I mean, Booker, he goes over 50, it's 45, 50 routinely, and various people do it. I'm going to say 81, I'm going to say no.
It's outrageous how people score now. We had 470 or 70-plus games in the last 390 days. We had two, I think, in 3 days.
In a week.
Prior to that, in the period between 1964 and 2022, which is 58 years, there had only been four 70-plus. The athletes are better. They're doing this while they're guarded. They're being guarded. They're great players.
Well,
coaches use analytics to put them in position on the court where they can maximize their own efficiency.
Yes, true.
We see 140 to 138 games all the time. And it's not just the three. You fan out for the three, but it leaves the middle open. They're just really, really skilled. But much like you, and I could be wrong, 81 seems a bridge too far for me. For me, 81.
Real quick question for you. You lived through the part of the Wilt, Baylor, West guy score. You lived through that. And you covered the 80s when people were winning in the 70s. You got. Are you offended by what you see now? Do you like it? What's your feeling?
I'm not. I struggle with it. It's not that I'm offended. It seems, again, it seems like the talent level is so high that I'm sort of in awe of it, but I don't love it. But I don't love it. Here's the next
one. I hear you.
Do you think the All-Star break will make it easier or harder for the Oilers to tie the NHL record for consecutive wins?
It can't make it easier. The word momentum, there's a word that exists, momentum. Momentum means a certain movement, a certain energy going in a certain direction at a certain pace, and you stop all that. So it can't help it. They may very well do it anyway because they're that talented. And defensively, they are smothering people. It's easy to look at Edmonton. And, I mean, and you look at, you know, great scoring, particularly out of the best line offensively in hockey. But defensively, Tony, they've been shutting people down. But I don't even know how that maintains that energy and that pace through an 8-day break. That's a really long break. So I'm going to say,
no, we
can't help.
Nine
days, too long.
I agree with you.
Hurts it.
I don't see how it can help. They have just won 16 games in 37 days, and I agree with you about momentum. They're going to have 9 full days off. When you're on a heater, that's going to cool you down. I don't see that's avoidable on any level. Plus, they open up at Vegas. Vegas is the defending Stanley Cup champs. They're 6-3-1 in their last 10. Now, I want Edmonton to win. I want them to tie the record and break the record because then it can justify firing any coach on any day in any league in the world because that's why Edmonton is so much better. But my reaction is it cannot help. This kind of layoff cannot help.
That's right.
Enough email.
Cannot help.
Can't. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Jim Harbaugh meets Justin Herbert. Hi, Justin. I'm your new coach.
What should we expect tonight from Doc Rivers in his first game as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 59th birthday. Dominic Hasek, the Hall of Fame goalie, won 2 Stanley Cups with the Red Wings in 2002 and 2008. He won the Vezina Trophy 6 different times, all with the Buffalo Sabres. But what sets Hasek apart from other great goalies like Ken Dryden and Patrick Waugh, Martin Brodeur, Grant Fuhr, for example, is that Hasek was twice named MVP of the entire NHL in 1997, 1998 in Buffalo. Hasek is the only goalie with 2 MVPs. Generally, goalies settled for the Vezina Trophy awarded specifically to them. It's like a pitcher winning the MVP when pitchers have the Cy Young Award just for them. Hasek played 16 seasons and was aptly nicknamed the Dominator.
Such a great nickname. You know, the Blackhawks had Dominic Hasek early in his career. I don't know what we got in return, but it couldn't have been great. You're giving up this guy who's one of the all-time great goaltenders. Wow.
Yeah. Happy anniversary, Pittsburgh Steelers. On this day 50 years ago, the Steelers drafted four players who became cornerstones on their four Super Bowl titles, and all four were elected to the Hall of Fame. The four were Lynn Swann, Jack Lambert, John Stallworth, and Mike Webster. A fifth Hall of Famer, Donnie Schell, was signed by Pittsburgh that year after going undrafted. 4 years previous, the Steelers drafted Terry Bradshaw number one and Mel Blount in the third round, and both of them were elected to the Hall of Fame, as were Joe Green from 1969, Jack Ham from 1971, Franco Harris from 1972. But four in one draft class, Mike, makes that arguably the greatest draft class ever, right?
Tony, that list you just said, that's old-fashioned scouting. Oh, wait, there was no combine. There were no analytics. How in the world did they do that? Because people knew how to scout. I would trust scouts above all half these dopes who are running around out there now claiming they know what they know. Scouting, you can't get away from it. That draft class is insane.
Happy trails to the Australian Open. We have a new major champion on the men's side in Jannik Sinner and a repeat champion on the women's side in Aryna Sabalenka. Sinner, 22, not only beat Novak Djokovic in four sets in the semifinals, but came back from two love down to beat Daniil Medvedev in the finals. And Medvedev is now the only tennis player ever to lose two major finals after winning the first two sets. Sabalenka won her second straight Aussie Open, and on the way to doing it, she beat Qin Wen Zheng. On the way, she avenged a loss in the U.S. Open Finals last year to Coco Gauff. She beat Coco Gauff down under in the semis.
Tony, tennis, both sides, men's and women's, seem to have a posse of great players, young players. And I know we're losing some people. You know, you're going to lose Nadal and at some point Joker. And we already lost Federer. But, Tony, there's so many great players. The sport seems to be in great hands.
One correction, Joe Prunty. 2-1 as the interim coach of the Bucks, not 2-0. That's my mistake.
Me too.
But the two that he won, I think he won by 70 points, something like that. Let's go to the big finish. Michigan officially hired Sharon Moore. Does that make sense?
It does, Tony. It doesn't mean that it's not going to be hard. It's going to be hard, and he won't have the D.C. that he teamed up with. He's going with Harbaugh to Los Angeles. Speaking of, Harbaugh says his first meeting with Justin Herbert left him feeling a little starstruck. You believe that?
Oh, please. Herbert should be starstruck and very excited to have Harbaugh. Doc Rivers makes his debut as Bucks coach tonight at the Nuggets. What do you expect?
I expect the Nuggets to go real hard at the Bucks, but I expect the Bucks to be really good in return. I'm going to watch it. I think that game has some promise, some heat to it, Tony. The Telegraph reports Tyrell Hatton will get $60 million to move to the Saudi tour. Is that a good get?
It's a good get for the Saudi tour. It's a great get for Hatton. It's $60 million.
Ain't that the
last
truth.
One? Yeah. Suns at Heat, T-Wolves at Thunder tonight. Who you got?
I got the Heat breaking that six-game losing streak, I think it is. I got the Thunder bouncing back. All four of those teams coming off loss, Tony. So, you know, they got to get righted.
Well, two of them are going to have another loss. We're out of time.
That's right.
We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Terrell Hatton, PTI. Send us some money.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.